Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. That's Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 25. Welcome to our midweek message. This is Wednesday, and we're looking tonight at verse 25 of Ephesians chapter 4, where it says, therefore, having put away falsehood. Now, from chapter 4, verse 25 and on, you get a whole lot of practical, very applicable advice. Very simple to look at and understand and apply to relationships and your interactions with other people. Maybe those close to you and not so close. It could be people of all types and all areas. But before you get there, for instance, this first piece of advice, let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Before you get there, you have this therefore and this past tense of having put away falsehood. So Paul is telling the church all of this good, very practical advice that he's about to give is based on what we talked about Sunday, that you have a new occupation. If you're in Christ, you have a new occupation. Now, it might be in the same location, but you have a new occupation in Christ because you're a new person. You're a new creation. And you may have chased after many deceitful desires prior to coming to Christ Jesus, but now in Christ, you need to put those away, lay them down, and no longer operate in that falsehood. You see, it says, therefore, having put away falsehood. Paul is suggesting and speaking in the passage that it's already been done. This is something that you should have already come through. And what falsehood is it? Well, it's the falsehood of this old deceitful life. You can back up into verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardness of heart. They've become callous. They've given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that's not the way you learned Christ. You see, that's what you used to be, and that you operated according to your deceitful desires. And that's not who you are now. So having put away falsehood, having put away the deceit and the lies of that old way of life. And listen, the deceit is not always that you yourself are telling a lie to other people. It's not just avoiding a lie and speak the truth, which some versions make it sound like. It's very much having walked away from the lie that you are without a heavenly father, that you are orphaned, that you need to arrange for life on your own because God's not going to come through. Having walked away from that false identity and being made new in Christ and being given the identity as sons and daughters of God, now speak the truth with one another. Now be careful that in your anger you don't hold on to it and get bitter and sin. You don't want to pick up or continue to foster these negative ways of life, these ignorant and uneducated ways of life, and uneducated in the life of God, right? You want to learn how to walk in a newness of life. And so having put away the falsehood of who you were and taking up this renewed mind, I am daily letting my mind be renewed and changed into the likeness of Jesus Christ so that I have my mind set on Him. Having done that, now don't go pick up some of that old trash. You don't need that trash. Don't go sipping in that muddy puddle. You don't need that mud puddle. Stay out of that mess and get up and walk like sons and daughters of God. It is the encouragement to find in your heart and mind a new occupation, even if it is in the same location. You're changing from the inside out. And when that begins to happen, you might find that you actually do change your location. Not because you find a new place, but because your location gets transformed because of what God's doing there through you. I hope that's encouraging this week and that you will keep stepping with the Most High because He loves you, and so do I. Have a great week. Bye-bye.